I want to give a big shout out to the guys that have been trimming around the power lines. They're way up there in my book. I'd read in the newsletter in my electric bill that the co-op had scheduled to do that work in my neck of the woods. It had been quite a few years, and sure enough, one morning up my half-mile driveway rolls their enormous truck, you know, with the lift on top, and a couple more guys in a pickup. I told them I was glad to see them. They said, yeah, there's quite a bit to trim back here. Ryan gestured to the truck and said, are you planning to come in or out of here today? Happily, I was not. And they got to work. Took most of 3 days, including out on the road. And they were super efficient. Brought in the chipper and cleaned up after themselves. Worked their butts off, up high and down in thigh-high snow, to fight back the woods. Keep the power lines secure. Left me enough downed birch for a dozen saunas anyway, and they were respectful of that little spruce that had gotten not so little. They just took off the branches on the side facing the lines. The woods is fine, but those trees, they grow whether you watch them or not, and the woods is always changing. Some of the wooded trails out near my place are tree-lined no more. The trees are still there, but down in the tangled wreckage from the blowdown of 2 years ago. Room for new saplings, I guess. I wonder about that night of the storm, what it must have been like for the deer and the porcupines, the grouse and owls and the others, the tiniest shrew hiding in the quaking earth. Those sudden changes, the survivors adapt fast to them. They're quick to find new opportunity. And then all the slow, constant changes that go on, they make the most of them too, and they help them along. Further downstream, on the edge of the ridge high above the creek, there's a white pine, must be 200 years old. You lean into that tree, you get a glimpse of something about time, about how small you are. The tree itself is leaning out over the empty space, but its massive roots still hold on to the ridge. It'll take a big chunk of land with it when it finally goes. I expect it'll outlive me, though. Sometimes I catch myself thinking something about my woods, my trees, and I have to laugh at that illusion about the absurd grandiosity of possessing. Sure, a piece of paper makes a tree on my land mine to cut or to climb as I choose, but nah, the woods belongs to itself. Not just to the trees, the woods belongs to all the plants, with all its critters, as sure as they belong to it. Even for the insects and the invisible life everywhere, and for me too, the woods is home. The woods is always changing. The woods is what you can get lost in.